here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're going to be going around the nation and around the globe on tonight's show to bring you all the latest news in soccer. Just starting in a moment, we'll have Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, live from the UK. Also tonight, we'll have Rhinos captain Troy Roberts with us. The team travels to the West Coast to finish out the 2013 season this coming weekend. We'll also have a special guest from the Western New York Flash at the top of the hour. The Flash take on Boston with a home playoff match on the line this Saturday at 8 o'clock. And finally, Michael Lewis down in New York will have the latest from the U.S. men's national team, who take on Bosnia-Herzegovina this Wednesday afternoon. Now let's go to beautiful Miami, Florida with our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good, Andrew. Nice to be speaking to you from sunny Florida. The weather over here is hot, to say the least. And I spent the whole day in the pool just trying to stay cool. But, you know, soccer is what we're going to talk about tonight. And I'm glad to be with you and the rest of our guests tonight to speak about the game that we are interested in and we love.
Well, there's certainly a lot of interest over in England right now. Let's bring in our international correspondent, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, live from England. We'll let him explain where he is in just a second. But International Report with Dick Howard brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, top-notch monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Again, this Wednesday afternoon, the U.S. national team in action in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Show your support. Go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Monogram. Pick up all your U.S. national team gear. Hey, World Cup qualifiers just around the corner in September. Make sure you're outfitted. Go to Top Notch Monogramming. If you mention our show, they'll give you a 10% discount. Good evening, Dick. How you doing?
Great, Andrew. Greetings from the Marine Hotel near Whitstable on the North Kent coast, which is about an hour by train from London. And ironically, Andrew, today I was in Rochester. Unfortunately, Rochester, Kent, as opposed to Rochester, New York. So a little bit of a connection in that respect.
My wife wanted me to ask you, Dick, if the hops festival, the hops picking, is going on right now in the Kent area, because it's the big time for picking hops for all the breweries in England.
Yeah, well, I had a good beer tonight. It's brewed in Ramsgate, which is not too far from here. But this folk festival is on in Broadstairs, but I don't know about the hop festival. I'll check that out for you and your wife.
Okay, well, Dick, obviously the EPL season starts this weekend, but before that, we have a massive match coming up on Wednesday. There's a lot of massive matches, a lot of friendlies going on, but you can't say it's a friendly between England and Scotland. I'm sure that's what everybody's talking about right now, is those two, the founders of the game, will play on Wednesday.
Well, it's the oldest contest in the world of football. England and Scotland, they played each other in 1872. I don't think there's many remnants of that, those teams at the present time that can talk about it. But it's certainly quite the rivalry. England fans, of course, 1961. England 9, Scotland 3. Well, okay, Scotland bounced back, and a year after England won the World Cup in 1967, Scotland going to Wembley and beat England 3-2. They beat England last time out 1-0 in 99, so there's a lot at stake, and as you can well imagine, quite the rivalry between the two countries.
Joe?
Dick, you know, here in Florida, there's a lot of talk about MLS and all the transfer as well, so I just think that soccer, it's big all over the world right now. I mean, with Dempsey coming to the United States and signing up with Seattle, you know, big money. We're talking about big money again, all over, even in the United States.
Well, this is the business of the game, John, and I think, and Andrew can maybe testify to this, we've had this saga with Luis Suarez at Liverpool. And people are saying, you know, will he get transferred? What's going to happen to him? But last week, Steven Gerrard, who's been a one-club man with Liverpool, had his testimonial. Close to 45,000 fans, raised over £1 million, which is about $1.5 million, to his favorite charity. And people forget about that. That on one side of the coin, you've got players that don't seem to have any loyalty whatsoever. And on the other hand, a Stevie G, who has been just wearing a red jersey of Liverpool all his playing career and will obviously figure for England in the game on Wednesday.
That's going to be a great one. But there's a lot of matches. Joe's going to be glued to his TV set. The Italians will be in the Olympic Stadium against Lionel Messi in Argentina. What a match that's going to be. Joe, what are your thoughts? Do you think Italy's going to win this friendly?
Well, let me tell you, I just read about it in Italian news, and coincidentally, they're staying at the same hotel. The two teams are staying at the same hotel. Lionel Messi just arrived. All the rest of the people are making their way over there. Gigi Buffon, to put it in his word, he said, it's going to be a classical. It's going to be a friendly. There is nothing at stake. There are no 3 points at stake. But there is a lot at stake as far as football is concerned, the caliber of soccer, of football that is being played. That's going to be played.
It certainly is. That game is going to be on Univision, so you can watch. There's going to be 3 games I think people here in this country are going to be interested in. Maybe even 4, because we have Switzerland playing against Brazil on Wednesday as well at 2:45 from Basel, Switzerland. Of course, England and Scotland will be playing. That's on Fox Soccer Channel. The Switzerland-Brazil match is on beIN Sport. And then the United States takes on Bosnia-Herzegovina on ESPN2. So, Dick, I think we need a 4-way split screen for Wednesday. It's going to be quite a day of football.
It's tremendous, isn't it? It's a good opportunity for teams to get ready for the next round of World Cup qualifying for a lot of the teams early in September, and managers obviously want to get their players together so that now we're getting to crunch time with regards to this qualification process for the World Cup in Brazil next year. So certainly that, and as I say, you talk about friendly games, but with this England-Scotland game, even though they may be teammates on the same club team, there'll be no love lost between some of the players. There's a little bit of pride at stake in that one, for example.
So I'm sure there'll be a few pints wagered on that match.
More than a few.
But, Dick, of course, if this weekend, again, it's the start of actually 2 big leagues start. The La Liga in Spain, we don't want to slight them. Real Madrid and Barcelona are in action on Sunday. But here in the U.S., it's a big day, not only because the EPL is starting, but NBC, who's going to be covering the English Premiership now, every match from every team will be available in one form or another, whether it be on the NBC Net, the national network, the NBC Sports Network, or online. So, you know, if you have Everton fans out there, you could see Tim Howard play every single game this year. I'll be watching Chelsea. No, I don't know what you're going to be watching, but it starts on Saturday. The first match, Liverpool and Stoke. And Stoke, of course, 2 Americans on that team, so that'll be of great interest. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Suarez. They don't want to let him go. He wants to leave. And certainly sounds familiar with a number of players are in that situation, it sounds like.
It really is, isn't it? And Manchester United, the manager of Manchester United, David Moyes, just over from the Liverpool area, of course, managing Everton at Football Club last year. Now he's with the big boys in Manchester. And there's a bit of concern because they won. They played the the big match of the weekend, the what they call the Charity Shield against Wigan, who won the cup. Man U came through, won 2-0. Quite a comfortable victory, but really they were a little bit lacking up front. They need Wayne Rooney to stay with Manchester United if they want to do anything this year, because I don't think they've got players that will have the same impact as a Wayne Rooney. And possibly, you know, there's talk of Fellaini going from Everton to rejoin his former coach at Manchester, and he would certainly be an addition in midfield. But they started off well, the first championship for David Moyes, but there's a long way to go. And of course, they have a tough game. They travel to South Wales to play Swansea, who are one of the teams that impressed a lot of observers last season.
And that's the national televised game on Saturday on NBC, 12:30 p.m. kickoff. Liverpool will be on NBC Sports Network. The 10 o'clock match is Arsenal taking on Brad Guzan and Aston Villa. My boys start on Sunday, and it's the new Dick or Joe. I mentioned you. It's the two new teams in the league are featured on Sunday: Crystal Palace, a new London derby against Spurs, and then my boys take on Hull City, the Tigers. So, Joe, I know you'll probably be watching those games over down in Florida.
I'm planning on doing that. Yes.
Yeah, you have to get out of the pool, Joe, and go into a nice, cool, air-conditioned bar to enjoy those games. But certainly two good games. I don't think you'll have too much of a problem against Hull this coming Sunday, Andrew. But one game I'm looking forward to is the one on Monday when Manchester City open up their campaign against Newcastle United, because very little has been said about Manchester City in all this talk and pre-season predictions, but I think that Pellegrini is an outstanding coach, great man manager, and I think Manchester City will certainly be in contention this season.
If you look, Dick, there's so many new coaches, and still I think with a couple weeks left in the transfer window, I don't even want to predict who's going to win the league, because I think the teams could significantly change. If Gareth Bale leaves Tottenham, you might as well kiss them goodbye. I don't think they have a chance without him in the lineup. If Suarez does go to Arsenal, which has been the rumor, that would certainly change things up. And now another rumor has hit the books. The forgotten man, I think, of football, Samuel Eto'o, the Cameroon international. Chelsea is looking at him along with Inter Milan and the Los Angeles Galaxy are interested in him as well. And he's been playing in Russia, making a lot of money, but very little headlines. So
you need very, very deep pockets, I think, to sign Samuel Eto'o, because he's on this outstanding contract. I've heard various figures of what he's earning. I hate to even mention it. You know, the talk of $300,000-$400,000, you know, a week is just incredible. But he's certainly an outstanding player, but he's not worth that kind of money.
I agree with you, Dick. Just although he's very, very good, and you know, I don't know. I mean, money is so free nowadays; it is unbelievable.
But it's all, you know, the talk and teams getting close to that, you know, September 2nd transfer deadline in England, and there'll be some movement. We've got the saga, of course, with Wayne Rooney. What will he do? What won't he do? He's training with England, of course, getting ready, and he'll probably have a cameo appearance for the national team of England on Wednesday, but he is not yet featured in a real competitive game for Manchester United, so that is still up in the air as to what will happen to a Wayne Rooney. So all kinds of talk in the papers. Time will tell who's going to end up where, but there's going to be some significant movements, as you rightly mentioned, Andrew, over the next week or so.
Dick, who do the bookmakers have as the favorite to win the league this year?
Chelsea, mentioned by many people as being the team to beat, along with, you know, obviously the two Manchester clubs, and Arsenal, of course, who always are in contention. Whether they will win it, I doubt whether they'll win it, but they'll certainly be, I think, in the top levels. But a lot of people, you'd be happy to know, are talking about Chelsea under the divine one, Jose Mourinho. So look out.
Well, I guess I think anybody who puts a bet down now, I think it's a little bit foolish, at least till the transfer window closes, because, like I said, I think there's significant moves could be made that could upset the apple cart. But is there any team, Dick, do you think will be a surprise this year in the league? I think Everton, I think really, if they can hold on to their players, I think they have a chance to maybe hit the make the top four. They had a great season last year. We have a keeper the caliber of Tim Howard. You've got that in the back. I think they have a real chance.
Yeah, nephew Tim has always been an asset with them. I think the other team in Liverpool, the Reds, will have an improved season. They were starting to come on as the season progressed, and I think that they will certainly be in contention. Tottenham, as you rightly mentioned, a lot will depend on the Gareth Bale scenario. If he stays with Tottenham, I think they could again be one of the top teams. But the one that a lot of people were impressed with last season, of course, was Swansea. And again, it's one of those situations that can they crack the top teams? And the top four, I don't think you're going to change too much with Chelsea, Arsenal, and the two clubs of Manchester will be battling out at the end.
Well, Dick, we appreciate you coming on again. I know it's very late over in the UK. But and then you'll be off next week. But we hope to have you on in the following week and get things ready as the Premiership starts. Italy will be started by then, and of course, you're right around the corner, World Cup qualifying matches. So
yeah,
hope you and Anne have a great time in Kent. And where are you going next?
Well, just staying in Kent for a few days, and then back to Canada early next week. So I'll chat to you, as I say, in a couple of weeks' time, and if there's any scoops, I'll keep you posted over the next few days.
Okay, Dick, thank you so much, and wish Anne the best, and have fun the rest of your trip.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dick.
Dick Howard, live from Kent in the UK here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. By the way, I want to mention to you, our special flash guest will be the young lady who has really come on this past few weeks and has five straight clean sheets at home. Goalkeeper Adriana French will be joining us at 7 o'clock. But coming up next, it'll be the captain of the Rochester Rhinos, Troy Roberts, right here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
I saw her yesterday, yeah. It's you she's thinking of. She told me what to say, yeah. She said she loved you, and you know that can't be bad.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash look to secure a home playoff match and potentially win the NWSL regular season title this Saturday night at Salem Stadium, starting at 8 p.m. as the Boston Breakers come to town with U.S. national team stars Sydney LaRue and Heather O'Reilly. Saturday is the annual Project Pink game, where you can purchase raffle tickets and have the opportunity to win game-worn Flash Pink jerseys as well as player-themed baskets. Proceeds from the raffle go to the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. Get your tickets early for this big match. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos play their final two USL Pro matches of the 2013 season on the West Coast this weekend. On Friday, the Rhinos face the Phoenix Wolves starting at 10:30 Eastern Time, and Saturday it's the Rhinos and the LA Blues starting at 11 p.m. Eastern. Both matches can be seen live on the internet at unation.com. The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for their support this season at Salem Stadium. Call 454-KICK or visit the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com for 2014 season ticket information.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here at WYSL along with Joe Sirianni in Miami, Florida. And again, we mentioned that Adriana French, the goalkeeper for the Western New York Flash, will be with us at 7 p.m. But joining us right now is the captain of the Rochester Rhinos, Troy Roberts. And Troy's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Friday, the Rhinos will be in Phoenix, Arizona to take on the Wolves at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then the last match of the year on Saturday against the LA Blues at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. You can listen to those matches and watch them on USLLive.com or UNation.com. Troy, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you? How are you doing?
Good. Thanks. Thanks for coming on the show tonight. Again, it's Andrew here at WYSL, and Joe Sirianni is down in beautiful Miami, hopefully in air conditioning.
Yeah, definitely in air conditioning. Troy, how's the party going?
It's good. We're having the season ticket holders dinner right now, so you know it's nice to be able to talk to all of the our fans that our season ticket holders that support us have been probably longer than I've been playing here for Rochester than season ticket holders. So it's nice to get to talk to them and get a feel for what they're thinking about the season that we had and past seasons and just kind of mingle with them. So it's really nice.
Well, Friday night, Troy, you guys sent the fans home happy, and fittingly enough, it was a dramatic last-second victory by the Rhinos on Tam McManus's free kick with practically no time left on the clock. A 1-0 victory over Pittsburgh, which broke their winning streak. They did win on Sunday to qualify for the playoffs, but obviously, it was a bittersweet win. I mean, the team is played their last home game. They did go out with a win, but for the first time in franchise history, the Rhinos will not make the postseason. So you've been with this team a number of years now. What are your thoughts about what's going to happen going forward?
Like you said, it was a disappointing season, not making playoffs. First time in my four years here that's happened. Going forward, you kind of have to just regroup. You got to bounce back. I mean, I think this happens, in any team that you play on or any team that you follow, there is a year that they, maybe it's a little disappointing, expectations are not met. So as a club, we have to regroup and look forward to the future. We have these two games coming up, and it's a good way to end the season on two wins and, something to remember, how the season ended. But definitely going forward, we just need to, just reflect and make sure, we correct the things that we did wrong that made us unsuccessful this season. And, just have that hunger to get back on the field in 2014.
We're with the captain of the Rhinos, Troy Roberts. Joe?
Troy, based upon what you just said, look at all the games and look at the, perhaps back from the beginning. What do you really think that was the reason and the cause for, you know, it was the travel, it was the games, and one game after another game, it was the lack of players, it was, you know, I know the defense played well. I know that you guys did a super job, but there was something missing. What was missing?
You know, that's something that we struggle with all year to find out what was missing. You know, I think when it comes down to it, we as individual players didn't perform well enough to get results, and especially as a team, we didn't perform well enough to get results. It was a lack of consistency. I think there were some games where we had flashes of, you know, good play, and other games where we looked, you know, just we didn't look very well. So I think it's just consistency. We were never consistent throughout the whole season, and that's something that we as players individually have to be better at, and then as a team as well when we go out there.
Well, Troy, I'll tell you, I think also, I mean, I think even Pat would agree with this, that there was just no lady luck this year either. It seems like in the past the Rhinos have had some good fortune along the way, maybe getting a win or a point when we maybe didn't play so well. But this year just, I mean, I don't remember any team ever having two matches shortened in the same season because of lightning delays. And plus that match against Richmond where you guys should have won the game if it was not for a bad call on a goal that should have been awarded and didn't. But, I mean, if you look back, though, I think a lot of the problem may have been the Rhinos got behind in a lot of matches early on.
Yeah.
And the dramatic comebacks you guys had at home were great, but a lot of the times you were coming from behind and were only able to manage a point instead of getting the 3 points. What do you think about that?
No, I agree. I definitely agree. I think that comes with, you know, how we started the season. You know, we kind of dug a hole for ourselves, and, you know, we're less than halfway through this, you know, our season, and we're looking at, all right, we got to start winning games and make a playoff push. You know, when that happens, you start, you know, trying to find the game. You start trying to extend yourself, and that's what happened to us, I believe. You know, we were trying to force the issue, so to speak, and that led us vulnerable, I think, and you know, you're never at your best when you're chasing the game. And we found ourselves starting to, I guess, chase the game midway through the season, knowing that we needed wins to be able to get into the playoffs. And, yeah, I would just say, you know, the start was what, you know, kind of hindered us from, I think, really, really fulfilling our potential as a team.
Truth to be told, though, is that the defense can be as strong as possibly can. But if the ball is not put in the net by the offense, and you put under pressure, sooner or later mistakes are being made, and that's the way I saw it. We didn't score no goals. The other team pressed it. They pressed, and then sooner or later, you know, mistakes are made, and that's I think it was the history of the whole season.
No, I would agree. I mean, you know, you have to generate goals, especially in this league. You can't let teams hang around for most of the game because the mistakes will be made. And, you know, there's some teams like Orlando that will capitalize on most of your mistakes and score. So, I mean, you know, we just as a team didn't generate enough offense and didn't generate enough scoring opportunities throughout the season. I think we had maybe one or two, maybe even three multiple goal games I can think of off the top of my head. So, you know, like you said, as strong as the defense may be, you still need to find ways to generate goals to take that pressure, not only off the defense, but off, you know, the entire team, you know, to settle into a game.
Well, Troy, you guys have a tough road trip coming up. You guys, from what I was told by Greg Stanton, you guys leave on Thursday, play Friday night in Phoenix. Hopefully it's not going to be 115 degrees. Then you have to fly from Phoenix to L.A. that night and play on Saturday night in L.A. and then fly back on Sunday. So I'm sure after this weekend, you guys will be getting a lot of sleep, at least for the next few days after that. But
we'll have plenty of time to rest after these two games. So
that's true.
But yeah, it's a time change.
Yeah.
And the time change as well. It's a So what are you guys going to do for the weekend? What's the game plan?
I think we approach it, I mean, just like, you know, any other week. You know, we want to end it on a good note. Last two games of the season, you know, although we don't have anything to really play for as far as playoffs go, you know, we still want to, you know, we still represent, you know, Rochester. We still, you know, have pride, and we want to end on a good note and put forth our best effort. So we go about, you know, practice and training the same way, you know, just focusing in on the game Friday night first and then dealing with Saturday's game when it comes.
Well, Troy, I just want to say personally, it was a pleasure for me to call four of your matches this year on US All Live, and wish all the players who were there at the season ticket holder dinner the best for this weekend. And thank you for being on our show. Really appreciate it. And we'll certainly be listening on the weekend to hear you guys take home a couple of victories.
Oh, yes, thank you. I appreciate your support.
Just one more thing before you go, Troy. My compliment to you as a captain of the team, to you and Giorgio. You guys did a tremendous job, and the leadership that you provide and the effort you provide on the field, it's being recognized. And those people who understand soccer, they know what you guys did. Thank you for being on Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Troy. Troy Roberts, Rhinos captain here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the goalkeeper for the Western New York Flash, Adriana French, as the Flash take on Boston in the final regular season match of the NWSL season at Salem Stadium this Saturday at 8 p.m. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Proudly conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. but do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Western New York Flash look to secure a home playoff match and potentially win the NWSL regular season title this Saturday night at Salem Stadium starting at 8 p.m. as the Boston Breakers come to town with U.S. national team stars Sydney LaRue and Heather O'Reilly. Saturday is the annual Project Pink game where you can purchase raffle tickets and have the opportunity to win game-worn Flash Pink jerseys as well as player-themed baskets. Proceeds from the raffle go to the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. Get your tickets early for this big match. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here in WYSL Central. Joe Sirianni down in Miami, as Will Smith is talking about right now. And joining us on the phone right now from Buffalo, or whereabouts that the Flash stay in Buffalo area, is the goalkeeper for the Western New York Flash, Adriana French. And Adriana's appearance brought to you by the Flash this Saturday. It's the Western New York Flash and the Boston Breakers at Salem Stadium, 8 p.m. kickoff. It's Project Pink Night. You can bid on the baskets, game worn jerseys. The proceeds go to the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. You don't want to miss this game. Adrian, thank you for being with us tonight. And boy, what a week of matches in the NWSL.
Hey, how are you? It's pretty exciting. I mean, especially with this one coming up, our last game of the season, and we're playing for a home field, so that's what we'll go for.
Joe?
Hi, Adriana. How are you? I'm in Florida right now, so I wish I was there in Buffalo so we could speak face to face, because I wanted to tell you how impressed I am with your playing goal. I think that you're a seasoned goalkeeper, and I think that you made some fantastic saves, and what an asset for the Western New York Flash you are.
Well, thank you very much. I wish we could speak in person.
Well, when Joe gets back from Florida, it'll be right about time for the championship match, and hopefully it'll be here in Rochester. There's a reasonable chance it could happen, but first things first, the Flash and the defense really has come along. Five straight clean sheets at home, and I know you're a big part of that, but also the back line in front of you with Estelle Johnson, Brittany Taylor, Kat Reynolds, Alex Salem, who's now out injured, and Sarah Huffman now sticking into that right back spot. You guys are just playing tremendously in the defensive side, and as our great coach Pat Arkle, he says, defense wins championships, and you guys right now are the top team in defense in the league. So it's going to be a tough one, though, on Saturday against Boston, a team that the Flash have always had trouble beating going back a number of years.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, my back line is doing everything that they can, and they've been really well. You know, you have Estelle Johnson and BT sitting there being leaders with their experiences that they have. They have cover for each other. And, you know, obviously Catherine Reynolds has been with us. And then, you know, Sarah Huffman being new to the back line with the experience that we have and the experience that she just has with the game, she does well. And, you know, I have a big pride in my back line.
I think that the midfield does a tremendous job as well, and really can't say anything bad about the forwards because everybody's working well as a team. I see the Flash is to be a complete team from goalkeeper to the attacking forwards. It's like a harmony. You know, they defend, they attack. The midfield, Angela plays a terrific game. McCall, of course, and all the rest of the team is doing. It's a team. Just what the word says is a team.
I mean, that's the. I mean, being united is exactly what we focus on as a team. And, you know, as long as everybody individually are taking care of their own positions and we do it as a team, collectively we are very, very good. We're a really strong team.
One of the things, AD, that I noticed on Saturday's game against Portland, obviously the Thorns were missing Alex Morgan. You could tell that their offense was just not in sync. But Kat Reynolds just completely marked Christine Sinclair out of the game. She did nothing that whole game for Portland. And, you know, she's going to be the threat for them without Alex Morgan. So, again, something you would not see in the score sheet or in a newspaper report, but those little things. And even Joe mentioned about the complete team, that a couple times we saw Carly Lloyd and Abby coming back, making defensive plays, especially on the set pieces. And that helped to keep a clean sheet against Portland.
I mean, you know, defense is not just the back four line. It is an entire team's job to defend the goal, just like going forward is. So to have Abby and Carly come back and do what they do defensively is huge, and it's key. And like you said, Catherine Reynolds did a great job in Seattle game and probably one of our MVPs of that game. So, I mean, as long as we can continue to do well defensively, our chances will come in offense.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you is the camaraderie that exists with the team. I mean, and all the things that you guys do after the game to sign autographs and see all those young girls that are in awe of you guys. How do you see the games and the responsibility that you have to promote soccer?
I mean, I think it's key with us looking out for each other on the field, and then obviously looking out for the people who are around who are supporting us, our fans. You know, we have that athlete alley and autograph alley, sorry. You know, and we're able to see the people who are inspired by us and actually inspire us at the same time. You know, it's the fans that keep us going, and, you know, having the season crowd that we had our last game, that like broke our season record. You know, hopefully we see that here on Saturday, the Project Pink game. That's what we're excited for. We need those fans out there. It makes a big difference when you have that home field advantage and your fans are behind you.
And let's mention that Project Pink game. Of course, the Flash will be wearing the special pink jerseys that'll be auctioned off after the game, along with the gift baskets for each of the players. I know this is a big game, Adriana, and you mentioned about the Project Pink, but also just Boston themselves. I mean, you got Sydney LaRue and Heather O'Reilly, two of the best players on our national team, and they the first time around at home, they were the difference. They each had a goal and an assist, and Boston beat us 2-1, and that was their only home loss of the season. So what does the team need to do on Saturday to take home the 3 points, which would mean we would host a playoff game on the 24th?
I think if we defensively take care of those two and take care of the team as a whole, and we focus on us and what we need to do on the field, defensive and offensively, and take care of business on our chances up top, then I think we'll be just fine.
It'd certainly be a tough one. But, Joe, I mentioned all the people. I know you won't be able to make it. I'm going to try to make it. Open team is going to have an open practice at Salem Stadium this Thursday at 2:00. So you get a chance to come down and see the Flash train, maybe get some autographs, see how that goes, and get ready for this big game on Saturday against Boston. So, AD, thank you so much for being with us tonight on the show, and best of luck on Saturday. I wish I could be there, but I have a family reunion this weekend, so I'll be following the match on my iPhone, probably. That's about the only coverage I'm going to have. But we'll look forward to seeing 3 points. And then again, if you guys win, you host a playoff game next Saturday. So we're all going to be rooting for you. So best of luck, and wish the team luck from us as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck, Adriana.
Thank you.
Adriana, A.D. French here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, the Flash, Saturday, 8 p.m., special starting time. If for some reason you can't make it, but you should make it, the game is going to be on national television on Fox Soccer Channel. But you got to be in the stadium. Wear pink, show your support for the Flash, impress the crowd that's watching on the television all those executives. Some of the Western New York Flash is the best fans in the NWSL. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis for the U.S. Soccer Report. National team in action this Wednesday. We'll talk about that next on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Don't telephone. I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You haven't needed a friend like me. And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash look to secure a home playoff match and potentially win the NWSL regular season title this Saturday night at Salem Stadium starting at 8 p.m. as the Boston Breakers come to town with U.S. national team stars Sydney LaRue and Heather O'Reilly. Saturday is the annual Project Pink game where you can purchase raffle tickets and have the opportunity to win game-worn Flash Pink jerseys as well as player-themed baskets. Proceeds from the raffle go to the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. Get your tickets early for this big match. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis is brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, good evening. How are things in the Big Apple?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing, Andrew?
Doing well, and Joe's down in beautiful Miami.
Hi, Mike.
Joe?
How are you?
Very good. How are things with you?
Not too bad. It could be better, but not bad at all. Health problem, but not bad at all.
Did you bring the magic spray, Joe?
I should have.
That probably would have helped. But, Mike, I'll tell you, looking at the U.S. roster for their game Wednesday against Bosnia-Herzegovina, there's probably people out there saying, who the heck are these guys? I never heard of them before. And so I just want to ask you first, is the newcomers to the national team, there are four players who are getting their first look from Jurgen Klinsmann. So when we start, let's start in the back with John Anthony Brooks. What can you tell us about him?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know that much about the four newcomers. So I just haven't had the opportunity to do a lot of research today because I've been out and about earning my living. So I hate to douse, put any water on your question there. We all know the reason why they're there, I think. I think Jurgen Klinsmann wants to see them in training camp. They might get an opportunity to play in the final few minutes of the match, get capped, get their feet wet, that sort of thing. Obviously, all these players that are on the 23-man roster are from Europe. Why waste a trip for players such as Landon Donovan and Clint Dempsey? Klinsmann knows already what they can do, and they're going to be on the World Cup qualifying roster, or they better if he knows what's good for the team. But, use the players in Europe and, again, give these other players, these younger players, an opportunity to show what, at least, again, what they could do in training camp and maybe get an opportunity to play a few minutes in a match.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of background here, thanks to Michael Kammerman at U.S. Soccer. John Anthony Brooks plays for Hertha Berlin in the Bundesliga. He scored the game-winning goal in their first win of the season against Eintracht Frankfurt. The Hertha won 6-1. Also playing in Germany is Bobby Wood. He plays for 1860 Munich, the second club in Munich. And he's been a member of our under-20 national team, along with goalkeeper Cody Cropper. And then the other gentleman who we're trying to get on the team for full international is Aaron Johansson, who has actually played for Iceland in the youth levels. But he's trying to get permission from FIFA to play for the United States. So we'll see what happens. He's from Mobile, Alabama, so certainly a U.S. Player there.
The way I look at the FIFA rules, unless they've changed, like Major League Soccer likes to change their rules from time to time, is that you're not truly capped until you play a full international with the national team. And usually that isn't necessarily international friendly, but in some sort of competition, whether it's World Cup qualifying, the Gold Cup, or a continental championship. So the way I interpret it, and unless I'm wrong, unless FIFA has, again, these surprise rules, I think, he's up for grabs between the U.S. and Iceland.
I think that if you want my take, the coach is doing a great job because he has to develop new players, and the only way he can develop new players by giving them the exposure and the training and have his coaching staff take a good look at those people, for the future. So in order to get to know them, he has to bring them in and see what they can do.
Oh, I agree. You can never have enough depth, depth charts. All of a sudden you think you're really in great shape, you're 5 or 6 deep, and all of a sudden players get injured, out of form, a suspension, and you need a backup left back. You better know about someone that could fill the gap because you never know when he's going to have to play. One thing that I was reminded by the New York Cosmos coach Giovanni Savarese, we had a nice sit-down session a couple of weeks ago about the philosophy of coaching. He thinks every player on the team is a starter. And I think a lot of coaches think that. Unfortunately, you could only start 11, and you could only dress 18 for a match. But, you have to have that sort of mentality when you're the coach. It's not like, can he be a good backup, particularly at the national team level? No, can he start? Because you never know when you're going to have to throw a player into the deep end. And we all know that happens at the most surprising times.
Well, this Bosnia...
Go ahead, Joe. Talking about the New York Cosmo, I was reading that they played in Florida in front of a very good crowd. The moniker, the Cosmo, it certainly brings a lot of people curiosity up. But they also played good soccer, yes, because they won 2-1, I think it was.
They won their first game against Fort Lauderdale last week, 2-1, in a stoppage time goal by, get this, an Italian striker by the name of Alessandro Nozzelli, who was born only hours after another Italian striker scored an NASL record 7 goals in a playoff game way back in 1980. There's something going on there. I don't know exactly what. This past weekend, the Cosmos visited the Tampa Bay Rowdies. They didn't get the same result. They did get a scoreless draw out of it, although that they did dominate the game and they forced the Tampa Bay goalkeeper, Diego Restrepo, to make 12 saves, and he wound up being the NASL Player of the Week. So at least something good came out of it for the Rowdies, but it looks like the Cosmos are not they're going to be in the middle of the mix. I think it's going to come down to, do they have a consistent goal scorer up front to make life a lot easier for everyone? I guess a lot of teams can say that.
Michael, looking at go back to the match on Wednesday. By the way, it's going to be on ESPN2, 2:45 kickoff from Bosnia. The most famous player, certainly from Bosnia, is the Drake striker from Manchester City, Edin Dzeko, who scored 29 goals for his relatively new country to FIFA. It's only been around for a few years now. A couple other players to watch. Joe, I'm sure, knows these guys. Sedan Lulic from Lazio and Miralem Pjanic from Roma. So certainly some talent, but Dzeko certainly the guy who the U.S. is going to have to stop because he's a machine scoring goals.
Yeah, it really gives you an idea. This is Bosnia is part of the remnant, for lack of better ways, of the breakup of Yugoslavia. And Yugoslavia had so many talented players, and I don't think we realized how much they really had between Yugoslavia, Serbia, Montenegro, Croatia, and Bosnia. These teams are one, at least one, if not two or three of these teams usually are in the mix somewhere. Very, very dangerous side. They're ranked 13th in the world. Then they've gotten their act together for a young, for a quote-unquote young emerging soccer country. Maybe emerging isn't a good word, but definitely a dangerous side and a very good test for the U.S. before World Cup qualifying begins next month.
Certainly will be, Michael.
Certainly, one of the things that you just mentioned, Mike, we have seen some of the Yugoslavian player in Rochester, Dan Popovic came from Red Star Belgrade, and then and all the rest of the players that he brought from Yugoslavia, they were class players from first division. So we know the Yugoslavian as a whole is producing tremendous amount of players.
Yeah, I think it's always been, just a treasure pot of exceptional players, and I think now we're finding out how many there really are when they're given a chance to play for their national team. I remember decades ago how good the Rochester team was with the likes of Mike Stojanovic, Miralem Pjanic, Vlado Tomić,
Mijatović.
I'm probably going to be forgetting a few, but those are the three that come to mind right now. Val Tuksa, how could I forget him? Sure. The team MVP in 1980. You're talking about very, very special players. And Branko Sagota. Shame on me for not mentioning him earlier. And those are just four players that superb players, and we all know that was just the proverbial tip of the iceberg from that country.
So, Mike, before we let you go, we got to mention the other big match, and I assume you're going to be at this match, MetLife Stadium Wednesday, Mexico against DDA Drogba and the Ivory Coast, and they're expecting, I'm sure, a big crowd for that one.
Yeah, it's, again, a good test for both teams before World Cup qualifying. I think Mexico needs to get its act together more than the U.S. does, but these international friendlies aren't really friendlies as much as really important tune-up games. And the way Mexico has played, whether it's their A-team, B-team, or whatever team you want to call them, they really need a confidence booster. And, even a 1-1, 2-2 draw against Ivory Coast and a well-played game could be considered a confidence booster. You don't necessarily have to win as much as play well, but Mexico is just one of the head-scratchers of the CONCACAF hexagonal, and I think it'll be a good challenge for Mexico. They're not going to have Chicharito, Javier Hernandez. He's got an injury, and Manchester United, through the Mexican Football Federation, they decided not to use him for the match. Hopefully have him for the qualifiers next month. So good challenge, good test for Mexico, and the same you could say for Ivory Coast.
Well, Michael, we want to thank you for being on the show. Give us a report next week on that match from MetLife Stadium, and certainly we'll be all watching the U.S. on Wednesday against Bosnia-Herzegovina. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one, too, gentlemen.
Bye-bye. Michael Lewis down in New York, and Joe, that about does it for the show. Thanks so much for coming on from Florida, and we'll be talking to you again next Monday from Florida.
Thank you very much, and thanks for a great job.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Sirianni down in Miami, Dick Howard over in the UK, Michael Lewis in New York, myself and Bob D'Angelo here at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Flash on Saturday, 8 p.m. against Boston. Be there. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, LiveWire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park.